Hello everyone and welcome to my poster presentation. In this research, we aim to study the effect of the processing cooling rates on the interlaminar bond strength development and fracture toughness of carbon fiber polyamide 6 composite materials. As you know, different manufacturing routes can induce different cooling rates and crystallinity and finally affect the mechanical performance of the material. So whether we use autoclave, automated tape placement or compression molding, we would get different properties. So in this research, we use a compression molding setup capable of inducing different cooling rates, and we manufactured SIN 4 ply laminates to ensure isothermal condition. We then tried to adhesively bond aluminium backing beams to increase the stiffness of the sample. As you can imagine, bonding metals to composite and specifically these thermoplastic materials is challenging. As you see here on the left-hand side, we have undesired failure or adhesive failure at the aluminium composite interface, which can fail our experiment. But after a dedicated plasma jet treatment, we could successfully improve the wettability of the surface towards a cohesive failure and record the DCB test results for a longer time, and we see this sticky slip behavior typical to this material. However, we couldn't prevent the undesired failure, so we have the concurrent growth of the crack at both interfaces. So to distinguish between these two crack growing on those interfaces and exclude the effect of the undesired failure, we prepared a simulation, finite element simulation, and then we extracted the G1C value, which is desired and which is occurring at our composite midplane, 2.1 newton per millimeter here. And finally, using those two different processing techniques or cooling rates, moderate cooling rate and fast cooling rates, we measured the G1C values of our samples. For example, for the one process at the higher cooling rates, you see that we obtained a value of 2.5 newton per millimeter, which is much higher than the 1.8 obtained for the moderate cooling rate. So if you are interested in this topic, please do come to our poster and then we can discuss more. Thank you very much for your attention.